Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, June 17th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the tense situation in Zimbabwe amid planned street protests.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. And as usual, we call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.viewawayzimbabwe.com, at www.viewawayshona.com, and at www.viewawayndebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about planned protests as Zimbabweans cry foul over the high cost of living.
MDC youths have threatened to stage nationwide street protests over the deteriorating economic situation in Zimbabwe. The party says people are now living from hand to mouth in the country due to the harsh economic environment. But the ruling party has vowed to ruthlessly deal with MDC activists, saying they want to destabilize Zimbabwe.
Teachers, health workers, and other state employees have also threatened to down tools, saying they are now struggling to make ends meet.
Harare residents say the government today deployed a large number of state security agents, including the police, to maintain law and order following reports that MDC activists wanted to stage street protests in the city.
This comes at a time Zimbabwe is registering rising inflation, with prices of basic commodities going up almost on a daily basis.
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
And if you wish to join the show, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, chonga unjani foit.
Angia pilan, utin.
Ai mbichana mbanjana mantwa.
Ah, ye ndizo kuti unenyaya urudauta uratsata taura yatina.
No, no.
Ndati vatango itaura iyo.
No comment.
Ayo ainofana kutaura because handida anozotaura tabva pa show. Beta vanhu vazive kuti uri kupembera nokuti Highlanders yakadya Dynamos nezuro.
No comment.
All right. Rachaitaura futi yapera.
Yeah, yapera.
Ndizvozvo. Hongo vadiwa vatereri tinomboita kuti tichanga tambo tamuramba bvu nekusekawo. Hatingangoti zvinhu kana zvikanyi zvaoma atichaseka. Tombokurukurawo saka ini nasavhera wangu Gibbs tiri kumbotaura nenyaya nabvu yakatambwa nezuro yakapera yakati Dynamos 0 Highlanders 1 asi mutambo uchiripo. Nhasi tiri kutarisa nezve mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika pamwe nenyaya dzeupfumi kazhinji tinozva kuti zvinhu zvinongoita bande nebhurugwa kufambidzana tinozva kuti munyika mune musisina kunyatsogadzikana tanzwa kuti muguta reHarare nedzimwe nzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana manga muine uwandu hwemapurisa zvichitevera mashoko akaburiswawo nevechidiki vemDC yekuti vacharonga kuratidzira zviri kubatanawo zvakati nevashandi vehurumende mapoka akasiyana siyana vezve upfumi muzveutano nevarairidzi tiri kunzwa kuti vari kugunun'una kana ivo mauto nemapurisa tonzwa kuti vari kugunun'una nenyaya dzemihoro zvimwe zvezvinhu zvinogona kunge zvaita kuti pawedzerwe huwandu hwemapurisa tinonzwa kuti nhasi vanga vakawanda kwazvo vakapakata zvombo nedzimotokari dzinoshandiswa mukudzivirirwa kwemhirizhonga pamwe chetewo nekupfeka mbatya dzinoitawo kuti iwo mapurisa anga achipinda mumhirizhonga kana muriot saka tanzwawo zvakare bepanhau redaily news rataurawo kuti gurukota rezvekuchengetedzwa kwenyika amai Opamuchinguri Kashiri, Minister of Defence, hanzi vati mauto akagadzirira kuparadza kuratidzira kunenge kuchizoitikwa zvichireva kuti kana pakaita mhirizhonga munoonawo zvakare mauto achipinda munyika mumigwagwa kana pakaa paita kuratidzira kunozonzi kune mhirizhonga zvinoita kuti mauto azopinzwa achiparadza kuratidzira kunenge kuripo ndonyaya dzatoda kuti kurukure nhasi kuti zvive zvingaitwa kuti nyika igadzikane zvigadziriswe zvinhu izvi tinonzwa vakawanda vari kuchema kuti mitengo yezvinhu iri kukwira zuva nezuva tanzwa vamwe vachitinyorera vachitaura kuti chingwa chakwira mutengo kubva pa $3.40 $4.40 kuenda pa $4.25 tambobvunza unyanzvi dzezve upfumi dzataurwa kuti hongu mune zvimwe zvitoro mitengo yechingwa yakwira uye mukupera kwesvondo yemo mukubva chishanu chingwa chaachinetsa kuwana ndezvimwe zvezvinhu zvikuita kuti vanhu vasagadzikana kana zvinhu zvavanodya zuva nezuva zvichinetsa kuwana ngatikurukure Gibbs
iye kunjalo ke tonga ifa ndaba yetu lapa ke esikuruma ngayo so ke abantu bati abantu bati bafuna kungena emgwaqweni so kunoku ke kwenza ukuthi amapolisa angene emgwaqweni kona ngale ukuthi ayivimba sizwile njalo ke uminister of defense ukhangelane ngezomvikela uminister uOpamchingule esithi abazangena ke emgwaqweni bazagijinyiswa bazabanjwa bazayenzwa konke okumele kwenziwe ngoba kumele kube nomthetho phela ngokutsho kwabo so kuzobuya ke nxa sisikhangela ke impahla jonga ingani kuphuka insuku zonke njengoba usitsho wena ukuthi isinkwa sibe siyi $3.40 kathesi sesiyi $4.25 so kutsho ukuthi vele lapha ezimbabwe abantu abaningi bathi vele kusathengeki izinto eziningi so nxa sisikhangela okunye njalo siyabona ukuthi lapha abasakhulayo abakubandla KMDC bathi bona bazangena kuphela loba kunjalo ngoba bathi akusaphileke ezimbabwe so ke nxa bekhuluma nje bakhulumele ukuthi balungise ilizwe libe lilizwe elibusekayo libe lilizwe lapho abantu abangahlala khona bedle ukuthi nxa uvuke ekuseni ubona nje ule breakfast yakho kumbe itiye wovuleli itshoyo
inae
itiye lochapho ejiyileyo
anzitshagai alternatives kana matadza
utengaimbambayila kumbe into ezinjani
nemanhanga asi
manje
kana kusina kunaye zvakanaka
akula lodo ya akula mazi so kuyahlupha kakhulu so sunukuzwa nganizwi lukadaba utilithini ngodaba lolu ngenani ngobuningi benu khonapha ke enkundleni sixoxeni sizwe ukuthi singathini ngodaba lwezimbabwe I'm happy that two of our guests are already in right now. The first guest is Mr. Jacob Mafume. He's the spokesperson of the MDC led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa. Mr. Mafume, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's Aswera. So then the second guest is Mr. Pilif Gaule. He's a former Cholocho senator and is currently a ZANU-PF member. So Mr. Gaule, we are happy that you have also joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. So good evening, sir.
Good evening, my brother. You keep saying you this evening.
Yeah, thank you so much. Chonga, I think you can start the program.
Yes, sir. To Tanganava Mafume. Welcome, Mr. Mafume. Mr. Mafume, we heard that there was an unusual presence of police or police presence on many streets in Harare, and I also heard from our sources that in Chinoy it was the same in other cities and towns. And I think this follows a press conference by MDC youths where they announced that they were going to take to the streets because of the current economic situation. May you tell us more about this? Mr. Mafume, Mudukumbira, if you can just explain in English so that our other guests and listeners will also be on the same page. Then to say that Twitter, Mitaure, Akasiana, Siana. But since we are starting with you, just give us the response.
Oh, it's English. All right. That's fine. There has been a presence of police, an overwhelming presence of the police in the streets and in the cities. We do not know what has caused that because what the police are supposed to do when someone wants to protest or demonstrate in terms of the Constitution, Section 59, they must assist that person. They must help that person to demonstrate. It is a human right and a basic human right which cannot be taken away from a person. You cannot frighten hunger out of a person. You cannot frighten expression out of a person. You cannot threaten the person to be happy about a situation that they are not happy about. So we are concerned that the response by government is that they want to, when people are asking for bread, they are giving them stones. When people are asking for meat, they are giving people snakes. When the people are asking that the situation is untenable, people cannot survive. It is not the turmoil in the streets that is causing the problem. It is the turmoil in the people's stomachs. People are walking like zombies. They cannot work. They cannot get treatment. They cannot get anything. They see people like Wadgajena bringing Lamborghinis. Today there was a Mercedes-Benz, maybe one of the most expensive in the world. We have a vice president who goes to water sessions, prayer sessions in Nigeria, with a private jet and pretends to be meeting Nigerian vice president, when we all know that he went to consult church people. So it's a terrible situation in terms of the economy. It is a terrible situation in terms of the livelihood of people. People do not know where to begin. They are living miserable lives. Yet all they get from the government are threats, presence of the armies. And I should hasten to add that even the police themselves are hungry. We leave them in the community. Even the soldiers themselves are hungry. Everybody is hungry, except the few like Wajir Jenner, who can afford to buy a $200,000 car and drive it in the potholes of Harare and brag about it. They are stinking rich, filthy rich, causing and a security threat. What these people brought, what the army brought into power, is a serious security threat, who are behaving 10 times worse than Great Mugabe. They are buying things, they are enjoying their lives, they are getting fine women, they are getting fine food, they are getting all the finer things in life, but making everybody miserable. When they took over, bread was 99 cents. Now it's $5. When they took over, fuel was $1. Now it's $5. Everything, every indicator you can think of, everything is bad, 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 bad. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mafume. Now, Mr. Kaule, I think you can hear what Mr. Mafume is saying. He's talking about the politics of the stomach here, nothing else. So now he's saying that when people demand bread, they are given, you know, some stones. And when they demand some meat, they are given some snakes. So at the end of the day, these are very, strong words. Like, people really may be facing a very serious problem in the country. And maybe, can you tell us why the government would then decide to, you know, deploy the army, deploy the police, to actually block some protests, since it is constitutional for people to protest? Mr. Kaule.
Yes, while it is the right of the people to protest, to demonstrate, it is enshrined even in our constitution, I hear. That is what this Mafume is saying. And really, I would want to say it is the duty of the government to protect its citizens. And there is nothing wrong with the police being seen in large numbers roaming by the streets. That is their duty is to maintain peace and to protect the citizens. And remember, the government really is doing whatever its duty is doing. Remember what happened in the past. Uh-huh. We are learning from what happened in the past as a government. The government, you know, we had problems last time and when people hiding behind the demonstrations, the so-called demonstrations, with a political agenda, with a hidden political agenda. Some people wanted to get away with it even then. And the destruction that was caused, and the mayhem that was caused, all the looting that was caused, and with these people coming in as human rights now at the end of it all, rather than coming in right from the beginning, when the people started this demonstration, mm-hmm. forcing people out of the street and burning cars, destroying property, and really loss of lives and things like that, of property and things like that. And therefore, the government cannot fold its hands and watch. The government must come in and really try and make sure that people, citizens are protected. This is exactly what our government is doing. There are some people who are taking advantage. These people are opportunists who would want to take advantage of these skyrocketing prices that are skyrocketing almost every day. Who is causing that? Who is increasing the prices? The one that is increasing prices, they must go to this doorstep and demonstrate to that person. It is these people who are supporting our economy. They must identify those saboteurs and demonstrate to those saboteurs. Because the government is not the one that is increasing prices.
prices are being increased by people who are burning money, all causing, burning money all over the show, and people increasing prices all over the show. And this is not the duty of the government to really punish those people. But the government is doing something to make sure that at the end of the day, people really can afford, really can a better life. This is what the government is doing. Austerity measures are in place, and these austerity measures to get us where we want to, a land of plenty. This is exactly what the government is doing.
Thank you.
Austerity measures, we totally talked about that even right from the beginning. And that people now, we must tighten our belts, but now people are taking advantage, increasing prices every day, and causing people to demonstrate, to revolt. This is bad.
Thank you, Mr. Gaule. Yeah. No, thank you so much. We'll come back to you. Before you react, we've got a caller. Hey, Mr. Mafume, let's take the caller.
Yes, hello. Yes, Uban.
Yes, Bakulule, unjani Void. Yes, as Pompey was Bakulile, ngoba lamhla abantu baningi sibili. Wena ukubona njani kono kokwenzakala eZimbabwe kukhanya ngazani sokungani amapolisa lawo asenxibile icabangela ukuthi abantu bangena emgwaqweni bejengisela. So ukubona njani konke lokho?
Ngibona kuyinto eyenziwa ngamapolisa kahulumende ngoba yokuwona yiwo agcwele ukukhohlakala kakhulu, hayi kena abantu bemathele lezi zinto abangazithandiyo ngoba lokhu sokuvukethuseni abantu. And into ekhona ungathola ivini labana babenza i-black market bahamba phambi kwawo amapholisi eboda babe bephambi kwawo bethethe izimali zingaye emabhenki. So amapholisa vele wena agcwele nje ngathi kukhohlakala ukwethuseni abantu. Abantu beZimbabwe sivele sigcine ukucindezelwa. So abayekele siyenze into esiyifunayo ukuthi iZimbabwe iqonde izinto zihambe ngendlela eyiyo.
Ye, kodwa njengoba abanye bakhuluma ukuthi lingangena emgwaqweni lapha yini elicina lichisa phela impahla lisenza izinto ezinjalo, kambe kuliqiniso konokho?
Hayi, lokho angikuboni kuyiqiniso. Angikuboni kuyiqiniso. Bona yibo abayenza ukuthi izinto zibe njalo, abantu babe behamba ngendlela. So bavele befake i-trade ngoba njengezwa isikhulumeli se-youth ukuthi bangathi bayatoyitoya emgwaqweni lapho abazabachaya bona bahle baba yibo abaqala ukwethuseni abantu. Abantu babe befanele benze ilungelo labo. Ivini benjalo nabo bakugawule bekhona lapho beloko bekhuluma balwazi uhlupho lweZimbabwe ukuthi lumi kanisima kanjani.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu sibakhulule ungathini lokusasa baba.
Hayi, ngiyabonga kakhulu ukuthi ingene namhlanje.
Yes, sibonga kakhulu sibakhulule. So that is Mr. Sibakhulule. He says Zimbabweans should be given a chance to say whatever they want and do whatever they want. So maybe we can copy
yes, to Mr. Mafume. Maybe wanted to respond to Mr. Gaule.
Yeah, Mr. Gaule is delusional. And it seems like he's living on Mars or some other country. Or maybe he's one of the people who are benefiting from taking money from the population. There is no austerity. These people are traveling in private jets. Wajgajena is buying Lamborghinis. They are buying Mercedes Benz.
But Mr. Mafume, before you go any further, Mr. Wajgajena, I think that's his private money, private life. We cannot include it in government budgets or government austerity measures.
It is not a private life because he's an MP.
He's an MP, yes. He's an MP, yes, but he's entitled to his life because he's working, his businesses. So
No. So foreign currency is allocated. Everyone is in a line to get foreign currency.
Mm-hmm.
Foreign currency is allocated to buy a luxury car, and yet the government cannot buy hospitals, medicines, and people cannot go to treatment, to schools, and we cannot buy essentials as a country. We cannot buy wheat, which we could buy a few months ago. We cannot buy fuel, which we could buy. All the money that we were supposed to use to buy fuel, imagine how many ARVs that duty would have paid if it had not been made a rebate. where did he get the foreign currency? He is a businessman in Zimbabwe. He is a member of parliament, and the only reason that he got that rebate is because he is a public figure, not because he is a private figure. And the only reason he was allowed to carry out so much foreign currency outside the country is because he is a public figure, not a private figure. And then he uses scarce foreign currency that could have saved lives, people whom we are burying because there is no medicines in hospitals. He uses it to buy a car where he sits the whole day driving around like a baby with a new toy. That is not a private life. That is a very public life, and that is the waste of money that is happening in this country, where cars are being bought with the scarce foreign currency. But we are told when we want bread with the wheat, we are told that we love luxury. When we want cooking oil, we were told not to use cooking oil. When we want bread, we are told to eat mbambaira. When we want mazondo, we are told to eat mopani or worms from somewhere else. We cannot have that. He is a very public figure, and he used public finance, and that is the high definition of corruption, and there is no austerity there. And that is what people are angry about. When people display wealth, when they display decadence, when they display debauchery, a life of pleasure, women and drink and fast cars, whilst everyone else is suffering, the people will protest. They will not sit around and watch other people live like kings on our money. When a soldier now is earning $80, a policeman is earning $50, all the money that they say is the strongest in the region cannot buy a toothpaste. An iron costs 799. So it means your salary as a senior civil servant can only buy an iron at the end of the month. We cannot live like animals. Where we are supposed just to earn money, to eat, and then sleep, and wake up again to work, eat, and sleep, and live like a donkey. That is how animals live. They cannot build houses. They cannot buy cars. They cannot go on holidays. You cannot reduce a whole country.
Thank you.
To live like donkeys.
Thank you, Amafu. Meramba nyimuri parunhare titore muteereri. Itina mukoma Tapio ari parunhare. Mukoma Tapio, makadi.
Mukara, makadi mukoma.
Takasimba, muri kufona muri kupi?
South Africa.
South Africa, ihombe papi pacho?
Joburg.
Johannesburg.
Joburg.
Aiwa maita basa mukoma tipeo pfungwa dzenyu.
Chokwadi chiripo ndechekuti nyika yedu kwayaenda ka kwakurwadza. Tinadzo hama dzirimo muZimbabwe macho. Upenyu hwatakurarama zvinezvi ka isusu vari kunze titatori vakuchengeta mhuri dzese ebacklog yatanayoka. Vakura vari kutaura zvekuti vanhu vanochengetedzwako, vachengetedza maproperties and so on, vari kuchengetedza maproperties avo kuti asapwanywa. Avakawana nenzira dzekudzvanyirira ruzhinji rwenyika. Saka zvinhu zvinorwadza zvekuti ukatarisa kuti vakura vanenge vachitiudza kuti panopwanywa zvinhu. For example, vatora nyaya dzekupwanywa kwatova magaraji and so on. Who owns Zuva Petroleum? Kwara vatarisa ka ndiyo vakuru vari muhurumende ava vanofuranta vamwana. Ende ndo vanhu vekutanga vakatanga kudya fuel kubva $0.18 kuenda $3 something. Which was mari yekuti yakashamisa pasi rese kunzi vanhu pane fuel enda $3 muronza. Saka zvinhu zvinorwadza kuti ivoka kwavari hazvinyanya varwadza because vari kuzviwana mahara on the expense yemataxpayers. Vanhu vatenga mota dzinodhura dzatiri kuona pamasocial media, mari yacho vari kuiona forex. Kana nyika ichidzaina mari, the question is vari kuiona kuti mari. That's a very simple question. Iri kushayikwa nenyika yakwanikwa nemaindividuals. Where is it coming from?
Thank you so much, Mukoma Tapio.
Kana vakuru vachikwanisa kutibatsira ngavatiudze kuti mari iri kukwanisa kutengwa nayo orati mari iri kukwirwa ndege nevakuru venyika vachienda kunze vachinoita zvavari kuita zvimwe zvake zvisinana chinobuda vachikuchitaridzwa Zimbabwe is open for business. Business racho risingasvika hamene kuti rerukitiwa ita yatingaziyeti.
Thank you so much.
Let them put the people at their heart. ndokuti tiki tinovatungamirira kode kuti vaite their own interests pamwe yavo zvinova zvekuti vakaona kuti vanhu varwadziwa then they put my soldiers nema police on the street to oppress vanhu vari kurwadziwa right now asking someone ari ku off
thank you mkoma tapiwa titore mwe muteereri mkoma tapiwa. Thank you so much. That's Mkoma Tapiwa calling from Johannesburg, South Africa. He is a bit angry of what is happening in the country. He says it's just painful that people are struggling every day. And he's saying the unleashing of police and the army on the streets is a move by some of these people in government or high-placed people in the government to protect their wealth and their properties. So we have another caller, and they will speak.
Yes, this is what is global. Someone on void.
About your teenager.
Nyapira, Mbana Kulmalai.
Over Bundo, okay.
Yeah, Lovin, Kunjan.
Yeah, Baba, I tell you.
Bosela.
I was saying, Ivona, and Lapa Tuvi. I want a government, he is an. Ifona ngabantu abanenhliziyo ezimbi okudlula amagundi ase-South Africa ngesikhathi sobandlulula azedlula abantwana besikolo ezabo zimbi okudlula labo ngosibatane bokugcina emhlabeni
ye singabathethisi kangako phela
abantu into abangayiyenza abademonstrate behlele ezindlini bengayiphandle ngoba bengabaphandle vele bazobalimaza ngoba ngabantu abanenhliziyo ezimbi abananembeza omncanyana nje nomuntu abasenawo sebenyanembeza ama-interest wabo kuphela ayikho nje enye into engayitsho kithi funa kusho leyo nto nje abantu abademonstrate behlale ezindlini zabo ngoba ungaphuma phandle vele bazobalimaza abantu bezami sebenenhliziyo ezimbi amalida akhona nenhliziyo ezimbi ezindindindindi ezethusayo
hayi siyakuzahayi sibongele kakhulu Ndlovu
abantu mabehlale ezindlini bengaphumeli phandle so i-demonstration yabo noma bekhabe beyethenga ukudla kugcwale emakhaya behlala iviki lonke bengaphumi kungabuya futhi bephinde beyethenga behlala iviki lonke kungaphumi elilize lize liwe fufufufufu ngoba bayenza ngamabomu abantu bezani bahlukumeza abantu nje ngento engekho
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Ndlovu siyabonga baba.
Ngiyabonga
baba. Yes, so Mr. Ndlovu is saying that people must actually demonstrate peacefully at home. It's just stay at home and not don't go to the streets, you know. He says because ZANU-PF leaders are very ruthless. So maybe uGawule can
yes, Mr. Gawule.
Yeah, Baba Gawule, uyakhuluma lapha ke uNdlovu Mzwile. Ngicela umphendule ngamafutshane sibili ngesindebele khonapha.
Mina ngivelele ukuthi abantu nxa behleli bengaphandle kwelizwe bavele babona ububi kuphela okuphakathi kwelizwe lapho bengekho khonapho. Nxa esithi yena abantu laba kufana lokuthi abantu sizama ukuthi ngithi mina kambe abantu nxa bedemonstrator i-constitution yeZimbabwe iyakuvuma khonokho. Abantu bebedemonstrator all along ekuqaliseni amaparties bedemonstrator kunokuthula kodwa ukudemonstrator lokho okudlulileyo kudale ukuthi abantu bademonstrate badilive batshaya abantu balimaze i-property batshise izimoto batshise ama-buildings baluthe iimpahla zezitulo zabantu kube sokugcina sokusingcolisa ukuthi lama-investors agcine esebaleka ukuthi abuye phakathi kwelizwe leli kungeke kuyekele ukuthi uhulumende akukhangele khona ukuthi avikele abantu aphinde avikele le property yabo uyabe nguhulumende onjani ongagoqa izandla kuphela nanzelela omunye obekhuluma ngokuthi uwadad yena ungakhuluma ngempilo yomuntu njani i-private life yomuntu iyivete uthi ubani uthenga imoto enje abantu bonke kambe kulabayanga labanothile phakathi kwelizwe ebasebenzela wadadena ngu-m p kuphela nje kodwa ngozomabhizinisi mazomabhizinisi mazenza imali yakhe naleyo ayenzileyo kumbe kuliqiniso kumbe kungamanga ukuthi uthenge leyo mota kanti ukudinga impilo yomuntu ukuthi ubani uthenge lokhu ubani uthenge lokhu kusase uzadinga ukuthi ekutshethi uwadadeni uthenge umbheda ukuthi uyasebenza khonoko
siyakuzwa bagawule kodwa ngenxa sikhangela abantu bayakhala sibili kodwa siyabuya kuwe sibona ngani silokhola kumba silokhola
tinemuteereri iri parunhare
kayasilamuti lapa
tifunga hatina regai tinzwi
yekutasasila
pana vachipere
makadini
ndakasimba ndiro zitanda gona kudaidza here
magonesa
aiwa ndizvozvo pinda hanyi muchirongwa tinzwe
okay right issue chinyaya ipapa kapa ndekuti kufamba kwenzou akumiswe nekuhuka kwembwa. Zvavari kuita vakomana vakuda kuchifidzira kuti vanhu vange vachitya vatadze kunge vachiona zvinhu zvinoita sei zvekuti nyika ifambe mberi mberi. Saka zvekuchifidzira hazvichashandi muno muZimbabwe nekuti vanhu taneta ndeyatituma kuti tiite sei tinge tichinge tafunga mafungiro atafunga iwaya.
Imi muri kupi? Muri muZimbabwe?
NdemuZimbabwe, ndemuno Harare.
Muri muHarare? Because tinombonzwa vamwe vachinyunyuta kuti kustudio 7 vanhu vanotaura kuti ngatipinde mumugwagwa ngatidii, vazhinji vacho vanenge vari kunze kwenyika vachikurudzira vari munyika, zvinei mati murimo munyika, aiwa zvasiyana.
Ndiri muno, kana mukaona nhamba dzangu dzendedzemuno,
ndizvozvo.
Hatina chekutiza, hatina chekutya.
Asi vachipere, tiri kunzwa hurumende iri kutaura kuti kune urongwa huri kuitwa hwokugadzirisa upfumi. Hamuzoita here kunge makasika kumedza kutsenga muchada?
Ndiwo manyepo manje iwayo, nokuti tikatarisa mukuru aripo kubva 2017 ndopaakapinda pakapisa mukanda nditi nokusvika iye zvino parizvino. Maelections akaitwa muna July last year, kusvika parizvinezvi yautokwana gove hapana chafamba, vanozoda kugadzira chii. Tikatarisa futi vatungamiriri vavo ndovanga vagara varipo kubva panguva yaRobert, saka zvakangofanana.
Aivana
chatingatarisira chati chingati chingafamba ipapa zvakuda vakomana vechidikisi.
Ndizvozvo, regai tigonzwawo kune vamwe kuti vanoti chii. Thank you so much, vachiperi maita basi.
You're welcome, thank you.
Thank you. Gibbs, this is Mr. Chipere calling from Harare. He is saying that even if a dog barks all night, that does not stop an elephant from
walking
through, if actually getting into the field, destroying the crops and everything. He says, so he's saying in this case, Zimbabweans should not be threatened by the police action, I mean presence on the streets and all that, or whatever the government is doing. People should just take action and demonstrate, because things are not okay. They've been living from promise to promise, but the government is failing to deliver those promises.
So, Mr. Mafume is...
there's a caller, I think.
Oh, there's a caller?
Yes.
Let's check the caller first.
Yes.
Caller, ukone kwa ngona?
Hello, kunjani?
Nyapila, kunjani?
Yapila, kukuma na story to just South Africa.
Story, yapila?
Ah, nyapila, puti. Kuti ngiyangena lapha ehlebeni lami yaziza kuthi ngento ehlebeni lapho into kuthi ekumele libe yazi leso ekhuluma ngayo lethi hlukumezayo kangaka lancwahleni ngaphandle kwelizwe. Leli bale lithi idile lakeli lithathe kahle kahle ibale lithi idilelo idile lithi everything is dead, litsho njalo njengoba izinto zonke ezimbabhela kulanto okuthiwa imile even one into. Siyahlupheka nje kuba bona lo omunye oseceleni esikhuluma laye lapho lwezani lo, ngoba niyazi ukuthi aba into eziyacasula onyomanzi sawuthi abanye abantu baphila kuphi umhlaba lapho kuthiwa sikhona nanxa sikhala ngobuhlungu bona bakhala ngobunandi, asikwazi ukuthi siphila kumhlaba onjani. Nxa iZimbabwe ingathi yona yona ifuna ukuvunyelwa ukuthi ithengise i-ivory yayo i-worth a 3 million ukwenzela ukuthi igcine izinyamazana ezibhedlela kungani akulamuti baphise ugcine inyamazana khonapho inesikweleti le-6 million okumele isibhadale. Ngiyakubona phela ukuthi luzwele ilingavele ebantwini abadala bangabo idibo naku-everything is dead, ngoba kathesinje sithole nzima kanjalo. Yibona la abantu abakhuluma ukuthi abantu bathenga izinto abazifunayo ezibhedlela kungelamithi emaklinika amancane kungelamithi, sihlupheka sinje nxa abantwana bezimbabwe sifuna ukukhala amapholisa asivalela. Ima engikwaziyo okuconstitution okuvunyelwa iconstitution ukuthi abantu kumele bademonstrate iconstitution yabo, amapholisa kumele avikele i-property funa kube lezi izigangi phakathi kwe-demonstration iyavuka bona kabathathe ngaleyo ndlela bafuna ila nabo nalabo abantu ababedemonstrata behamba emgwaqweni. Kuthi kwazi ukuvunywa constitution ukuthi amapholisa ahambe phambi kwabademonstrators nemuva nemaceleni kwezele ukuthi bazikele ukuthi funa ngoba lezi ziganga hayi ukuthi bavayela ukuthi vele bengaphumi ikholi ukuyakudemonstrate. Lokho kuzakuthi bona bafuna ukuvikela iproperty kwanothe funa ukuchari property manothe funa ukubulala abantu ubani abantu bademonstrata yento ekhona emehlweni abo. Amaphoyisa akazikhanga kwama-demonstration langemuva nemaceleni yikho sikwaziyo kuba esikoti ukuthi kwenganje kuganga.
Yes, yakuzwa phosa lokugcina baba.
Yakuzwa.
Yeah, phosa lokugcina.
Yebo, yikho ngifithi mina mina. Iba lelithi igive everything is dead, end of the story.
Hayi, sibongi le story.
Yasafarini, 2% they are just fitted very good, bayahamba la mali amogini wona la kakhulu unyayo. Siyabonga futhi.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu-ke, ungadinwa kusasa baba. Yes, so that is Mr. Stole. He's really complaining about what people are going through. You know, he says people are struggling to make ends meet, and there are some people yet who are actually driving Lamborghinis and stuff like that. I think this Lamborghini issue is coming up every minute. So maybe one day we're going to sit down and discuss some of those things.
Yeah,
so he says, as per Zimbabwe's constitution, people are allowed to protest, but police appear to be blocking people instead of protecting that kind of property. But he says protecting property has got some other meaning. He says, what's the intention of the police? Because people may not even burglarize or destroy property. So he's wondering what is going on. Maybe let's go for Mafume.
Before we go to Mr. Mafume, Mafume, but I don't go to Wamananda. Wamananda, Waparunare, Wamananda.
Mwadi yenye koko mese naisa ndiki kutaura zakawa nda nukuti zino kumbura wangu. Ndisha changa angu nukuta kutaura zakaitika mazika nige maira darika pawadari yenye wa makanga mei na hawa.
Zine chekuita erine nye etu kurukura.
Kana ndika tendela zakanaka.
Vama nanda. Danchi funza uti zine chekuita erine nye etu kurukura nasi nukuti tine wate eriru wakawanda waruda upi na mchilongwa saka utimbo zoka tuitako.
Yes. Because of the water, I'm a full man, and there's another thing to the quotation. Mugumai Agatawa City, my MP, the AMDC, Kanamki Chenera, Kutumurako, and a privilege, Yoko Fear, Yofia, and Kidua, and so the Takapsaru Zirai. In the background, I'm a full and sour good. My US dollar, Marie, in our locator. Mamki Piki Salanavo, Kuna, Wakapira, and Gekal. The attendance is that if you an MP or is as an individual, Kokana Ari MP, I'm a criminal teacher, Avokuti, my MPs are allocated. Does it also include himself as Mr. Mafume, as an individual, as an MP? If he is allocated as well, then they are double standard. They cannot come out here and complain and say the government is not doing well, the government is a failure. You know, like you're going to be a supporter. So, what I want America, that's Maxine. Donald Trump at New York Times, New Washington, what Matepa, New York, San Jose, Amira, Satalpa, Pamsuruki, America. You see what New York is, can she took away Kaledu? I said, could this is Munich? This is Munich as no bad. Kusanganisira isu varikuno kudai nyango mika wawesa nipevu and the fighting situation ili mika tunika njimobi mba kutunika icha simuka shuweja wakuti mwese asume woke in the mind room it's about everybody to commit themselves and sit down on one table come up with a solution. What can we do to take out our country from this problem that we are experiencing currently? Kwete kutama double standard ukuti ukutaka guta ukutoche ma zvinoita kuti vanhu vanodotambura vave nekugwadziwa ezizimaiti tinotambura navo tese isi tisingatamburi navo tese zvakaipa. Mukadzi wei akapa wenin kuti ini mamps eamdc hanizvo dzakazvo takakuvhoterai takakuvhoterai kuti munotimirira but kana maakudenta into the tune of this you are surprising us. That's why ndabvunza kuti vamafume kana vachiti mari inoaloketewa nani kana ichialoketewa mamp does it also include mamps eamdc if it includes them.
Vamananda regai ndingopawa Mafume mukana vakupindurira Mafume ngoti ga 30 seconds titore mumwe muteereri.
Hakuna mmp wekuopposition anopuwa 200,000. MP as anupf they've already got cars. Even losing MPs were allocated the cars from the state. Dzinema flag dziri kufamba dzakanzi ZANUPF dziya, even when they lost they were given two twin cabs. In addition, they are now being given money to buy Lamborghinis. There is no opposition MP that will ever be given the amount of money that was given to Wajga Jena. Wajga Jena already has a car that was given to him by ZANU-PF, a Twin Cab, before the election. And they gave it to even those who lost elections against the MDC. The MDC MPs have not been given any of their allocations. And in any event, they are not being given 200,000. Varikupua 200,000. Ndo ava vanozviti vakakosha
vamafume vakareba ndingo kanda kamvunzo tomboti vapiwa mukana iwoyo wekuti vanga vachiwana 200,000 vemdc vanotambira ika mofunga kuti vanoramba
aninga tambira anobuda tinomubvidisa muparlament aninga anzi apiwa 200,000 kuhuori hunotyisa huori hunosemesa huori hunoita kutoshora maZimbabweans kumeso hatitambiri zvakadaro zvinonyadzisa pasi nekudenga kuti murume mumwe chete angada kugara kuisa mafaro ake pa 200,000 achifamba nayo mustreet vanhu vachifa nenzara vanhu vachifa vachitadza kurapwa vanhu vachifa
Thank you so much, Vamafume. Vamananda ndinotenda ndofunga mazwa mhinduro yabva kuna Vamafume. Totora mumwe muteereri tina mukoma Sedon vatora nguva vakati vakabata parunare. Makadii mukoma Sedon?
Ndakasimba makadii.
Takasimba muri kufona muri kupi?
MuHarare, Zimbabwe.
MuHarare, tipiwo pfungwa dzenyu.
Nyaya yacho handina kuinzwa payatangira.
Tiri kutaura nenyaya yekuti nhasi muHarare mamuchinzi makazara mapurisa zvimwe chetewo nemaya maguta emunyika zvichinzi kune mapurisa akawanda kudarika zvinosimbotariswa mazuva tinosimbosanganawa zvinhu mazuva ose tanzwawo gurukota rezviri kudzivirwa kwenyika amaiwo pamuchingurika shiri vachitaurawo kuti mauto akagadzirira kuparadza kuratidzira kunenge kuchizoitwa munyika ndonyaya yatiri kukurukura
oraiti zvenyika yezimbabwe yanetsa iyi handifungi kuti nyika iyi ine kwaichaenda kutodonha kwai kutoita ikoko bhikozi sara chokwadika vanhu vezanupiefu ndovari kuuraya nyika kutouraya nyika chaiko chaiko bhikozi zvikungoratidza zvega pachena kuti nhau yitongoripo ndeye kuti havadi kuva anogara nevamwe vanhu vangoda kuti zvinhu zvavo zvinhu zvese zvemunyika zvinakiriwo chete chete nekuti dai vavanhu vaida kuti zvinakire munhu wese ka vangadai vachinzwawo pfungwa dzevamwe vanhu so havadi pfungwa dzevamwe vanhu ukangotaura chaunonge watongotaura ichogara watoziva kuti aidha rinozodoka vari watodisapia
saka vari kuuraya nyika nemutoo upi nekuti nyika ndopauri pamakawaka imi pamugere ndo nyika yacho imimi ZANU PF iri kuuraya nyika sei
chiri chinoita kuuraya nyika ka inhau yenhu inini yeikonomy iripo pari zvinhu handiti ikonomi yedu yese yaparara zvinhu zvese hapana chiri kufamba even magetsi tingangoti zviro zvese muzimbabwe hapana chatingati ichi ndo chiri nani ichi ndo chiri hapatorina ndongoti titongori pazero takutoenda kutosvika pazero pazvinhu zvese zvinoraramisa munhu muzimbabwe ka zvese zvitongori pazero
thank you maita basa mukoma Sedon that's mukoma Sedon calling from Harare he says he does not think the country is going anywhere and he's accusing ZANU-PF people of killing the country economically and he says economically the country is dead there's no electricity everything is dead so we hear from Mr. Gaule after we check the caller
yes what imbaleke okuthunyezwa ngabantu lapha ku Facebook jonga
yes
kuloku Clemens Mzola Dube uti mhlawumbe ukutshengisela emgoqweni yikho ungasikhulula kuZANU-PF kuzobuya ke abanye labo basithumezela sibili siyabonga kakhulu abanjengobaba kathando uthi people demonstrated during 2017 no property was destroyed because police were there to protect properties and then kuzobuya ke uTendai uthi kunjani jonga lo Dube uandile la uyabhala lapha ke uthi kangibuze baba Dube yona igovernment ithini mayibona izinto zisibanzima kanje ungabe layo umuntu oyedokola pha nje ungambala jonga
thinawo vateereri tina mukoma Victor Solomon Hamandisha hans watching from Zanzi Cape Town vari kutiona vari ikoko zvimwe chena mukoma Shadrick Bypai vari ku Cape Town Ignatius Muranda Lekmo hans watching from Mozambique Cabo Delgado. Then zvimwe chete Dan Monyarudzu watching from Cape Town, more blessing South Africa. Then kuna mkoma Shadrake Baipai, and there is no freedom in Zimbabwe. You are told that you are not free. The army and police are forced. They are also tired of the nuisance government. Maonera awa ya kweta mkoma Dennis Gorivo utaanzi chimbo werenga yu zvinofungwa nevatere vari kunyora pa Facebook. Aiwa ndo zvatiri kuverenga mkoma. Then mkoma Dennis Gorivo wavo wanyora pa sapo zvikanzi caller is offside. Rebates are for cars to use in constituencies. Then mkoma Jafet Kapera anzi vaka dakwa babao ndo vatereri vanyora pa Facebook. Pashona chimbo tora mtereri tinzu gari parunari.
Ye, yeah, what is kurumari mtose kumwani lapa? Kunjani kwa nape kumwani? Halo, eku wanu njani?
Yebo, uli njani.
Nyapila, mkuma lubani?
Unje la espezini.
Ye, unjani espezini kula ngapu?
A espezini kwa mile, shemu.
Ye, loko kuto kule ntondo lezi nkulu pili.
Ya, kukona nje parla zama za fee kuru nyana.
Haa, kuzima, foit. So, wenu ngati nige, ngakono kukenza gale Zimbabwe, isi ya wono kuti, ya rare lezi nda, wakutua, wakutua, mapolisa, emele luta vimbe, utapatibanga chengiseli. Emgqoqweni kodwa ke nxa sisikhangela ke okweZimbabwe ubona zani ukuyanga konke lokho.
Hayi, mina into nje kuphele ngayikhuluma inyizihlala ngizilalela nsuku zonke sibili but inhliziyo yami ibuhlungu kakhulu okokuthi njengifisayo kuphela ukuthi izani PF ngayiyasuka embusweni yikho engibona twa iZimbabwe izakuba lokuthula kuphela akukho kunengakukhuluma phandle kwakhona lokho.
Kodwa yapho uphuma nje kungela khetho.
Hayi, kanti vele njengoba noba zekuvote bahlala bekhona pha bethi bona bawinile bengawinanga. So kusalayo ngcono nje kuphela uNkulunkulu ebasuse yena kuphela.
Ehhe. So so lapho ukuthi kumele bebhubhiswe kumbe into enjalo uthini kolapha mfowethu?
Ngezinye indlela akube khona uNkulunkulu ababonela khona indlela yokuthi besuke laphana cause thina sesihlele ukuthi sibakhiphe. Sareni ngabo lapha.
Ehhe. Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Kinjani uthe ngapho sesiphezini?
Eh, sesiphezini wobulawayo.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Uthe ibizo mbani?
Uthindlela.
Oh, Thindlela, sibonge kakhulu Ndlela.
Hayi, la mnyabonga.
Yeah, so Mr. Ndlela says there's only one solution, divine intervention. Mm-hmm. So he says God should actually intervene here and then deal with whatever is happening.
Mm.
So that's where he says maybe Zimbabwe can be a better place. So okay, now yes, so maybe wrapping up. Let's talk about the way forward. Is there any way forward for Zimbabwe? Maybe these two gentlemen may know.
Yes, we can hear from Mr. Kaule.
Mr. Kaule, is there any way forward for Zimbabwe?
Yes, before that, let me respond to issues raised by Mr. Mapfume.
Just briefly, Shona, briefly
I would
please.
Want to respond in Shona so that he because we have to call him Shona. Ndoda kutaura kuti inyaya yekuti ma MPs ezanu PF akatengura dzimota akaita sezi manyepo okupedzira nokuti kana vachi ku parliament vanopiwa ivo vanopiwa mari vamwe vachingapiwi manyepo hakuna zvinhu zvakadaro kana ma MPs ari ku parliament akusarudzi kuti uyu ndiwe party yakati ma MPs are MPs they are entitled to ma benefits akafanana masalaries akafanana yoke zvinhu zvakafanana mari vanotambira mari yakaenzana nyaya iripo ndeye kuti mota dziya hazisi zema MPs vanoshandisa dziya ndedze party party yakapa ma constituencies constituencies acho uchikampedzwa ma MPs acho ndio akatora vakava vanhu vanochengeta mota dzacho mota ndedze party ndio zvine ma logo e party everything is a party and those are party vehicles mota dze party atsi mota dze ma MPs mampembi zvachawana mota dzavo ku parliament but iye zvino akatawana mota ari kushandisa dze party dzacho mota dzakapiwa mota dze party izvozvo.
Thank you so much on that point. On that point, Mr. Kaule, thank you so much for clarifying that issue, you know, on the side of ZANU-PF. But then the bottom line is, what is the way forward for Zimbabwe?
Yes. I think it's only that people in Zimbabwe must come together. This is our country that God gave us. And God gave us this country. We don't have two countries. And this is the country that we must put our heads together, work together, and really, you know, for the good of the generations to come. And the thing is, there is sabotage. And the sabotage, who is causing the sabotage? Who is causing the increases of the price, of these prices that are increasing almost every day? But remember, to me, the dollar prices that were there in 2013, they are still the same, the U.S. dollar prices. For example, let me just give an example. Something that was $2 in 2012 is still $2 today in U.S. dollars. It's only that you don't have our own currency. We have this bond thing. You know, when it comes to the rand and the dollar, we don't have any problem. U.S. dollar and the rand. But here, we have a problem with this bond note. So the government must phase out the bond note, and then we move on.
Mm-hmm. I see. Also, Akulu, thank you so much. Maybe let's go to Mr. Mfume.
Yes, sir. Ganibo, ungori veringa mashoko maviri matatu. Akandwa ne watereriwe ne wanutera Studio 7 pashona Facebook. Anzi namkoma Richard Moyo. Ndofunga nemfundisi Richard Moyo. Vari ku South Africa. Anzi Studio 7 zveshuwa zvinorwadza chose. Kuona Zimbabwe ichitumira mapurisa mazhinji muHarare nemunyika yose. Kuratidza kuti havana hanya na vana. Uye vanoda kuti vachemere ani nokuti kunonzi mwana asingacheme anofira mubereko. Zvino voti vochema nenhamo vonzinyararai vorowa vourava vosungwa Zimbabwe iri kuenda kupi? Hanzi baba Rudzii asingateereri vana vako kana kupa zvichemo zvavo unovatambudza. Ndava Richard Moyo vanyora. Then kuda musere hanzi kutonga kwechisimba are these ZANU-PF leaders patriotic? Ndo vavaisa mifunzo yakati ma question mark akawanda hanzi question mark nganga 4 then reason uvadze hanzi ndifonerei ndabvira kare makabvira kare muchiti ndichataura musingandipe mukana ndofunga tiri kuedza kuvabata atizovati nawo yawe kufamba sei.
Yes, labanye futi lapo Justin Ngwenya kuti ngilani ngilapha eBotswana esinzima isimo ekhaya baba Tobe. Unomzane kavana uJeff Maswanise lo time on moyo but lokho esikhona ndube asindawo silalele kuzobekeke uMartin Frank samamo uthi ngicela imfonele khona manje ukona ngale ke kwela South Africa uthi sibili nyacela yebo sithembisa ukuthi sizakhuluma lomafume
ngeway
forward ezibakuthi pho
kuyangaphi. Yes, bamafume anzire mangwana reZimbabwe ndezvipi zvamungataura?
Has been outlined by President Nelson Chamisa. The way forward is that we need the dialogue as a matter of urgency, which is mediated by an independent mediator. We deal with the issue of legitimacy, which is the political question of the day. They stole an election. They stole a country. They stole a president. So that needs to be set straight. That needs to be put clear so that we join all the nations. We deal with national healing. People were killed. Itai Dzamara is still missing. Many people were killed after August. In January, people are being slaughtered like sheep. People are being slaughtered like cattle or pigs. We need to sort that out. We need to deal with national healing. We go to international relations. We deal with the economy. Get into the main economic issues once we have dealt with legitimacy. We deal with the integration into the international community. Those rukudi watikaita izozo zvokuti paitike dialogue. Zvinotibetsera kwete dialogue yavari kuitai nevanhu vasina mombe ivo vachiinda kudhidhi yekuti vanotsvaga vanhu vokunotaura ava vana Brian Muteki vaiita basa rekuveza matombo akatotadza kuvhoterwa nokuti matombo ake haana kumuka kunomuvhotera. Varunhu vasina kana kumiririra vanhu vachisiya boka rakavakunda mumaelection vachisiya munhu akavakunda mumaelection wavakabirira kutonga kwenyika. Iko zvino kutonga kwekuba hakushandi. Kutonga kwekuba kune ngozi. Nyika yodzokera sure yofamba nenhendesure. Hakuna kana chiri kufamba. Everything is at a standstill because havadi kuti titaurirane. And ndozvinodiwa kuita. Kana izvozvo zvatadza vanhu vachapinda mumugwagwa kuti vatiratidzire in terms of peacefully in terms of Section 59. Tinoti mapurisa vaisa ivavo nemamwe mademonstrators avatotungamidza mberi nokuti mapurisa iwavo arivo munzara ndoo vachatotanga kudemonstrata vachitaridzira kuti aiwa zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka, votozojoiniwa neruzhinji rweZimbabwe nekuti vari kudyavo vari kujuruja majuru nemuromo, hapana chiri kubuda, zvese zviri kurwadza. And takagarira murutsva tisina kana chekuvharira, tichitea mbeva murutsva, tiri kutsva kwese. Saka yes, ivo vavatungamidza mberi vava ndoo vachange vari kutanga, ndoo vatovatanga kuinda mberi kuti vanhu vaite peacefully demonstrate nokuti vanenge varamba kuti titaurirane. They would have refused to come to the negotiating table as people. So
thank
those
you
that they put in place right now are the first ones to demonstrate. It is a demonstration that everything is not well. It is a peaceful demonstration by the police, which will be joined by the rest of the population.
Thank you, Mr. Mafume. Thank you. Before Gibbs, I give you the mic. Maybe I just want to clarify that Mr. Brian Muteki, being an artist, is also a Zimbabwean, and he has the right to contest in any election. And for people to vote, they don't vote for you because you know as a Matomboro, you are a stone sculptor. No, they vote for you because of the promise that you give them. What you have, what are you offering? Just like when I decided to go and campaign, if it were not for you, who said don't go? I was going to be one of those driving the
Lambos.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
So see, Baba Kaule, Baba Kaule. So nasi fika kona pema petroling wena ngubona wako sivili. Ubona kana zane ele Zimbabwe lilako kuti likukoke yini? Kumbe kahlala kunje baba.
Ye, ngingakathi ngingaphendulela lo mbuzo, ngicela ukukhuluma into encane nje ukuthi ngikhumbuze umafuma enye into encane ukuthi
10 seconds
uma ikhangile uthi yena uma chamisa wathola manje ngicela ukuthi ngikucace lokhu namhlanje ngitshela abantu iqiniso ukuthi uchamisa ama votes MDC Alliance ama votes ayo ngiyangatholwa ngama MPs ingakhangela representation yabo ku parliament lezano PF badliwa ku election kodwa into eyenzakala ukuchamisa zethola ama votes angani athe phezulu ngama votes avela kumgabe uchamisa wathola ama votes kuzano PF ayevela kumgabe umgabe tetena votela uchamisa kulabanye abantu bezano PF abamele kumlisele andoku lama factions lapha abanye bavota belandela umgabe akukhulumayo yiuchamisa telama votes ngala mavoti kaaseko katezibuye.
So kodwa ke kuyalungiseka yini okwenzakala eZimbabwe
lokho kawo? Kakhulu kodwa ke ukuthi abantu abanjengabo Chamisa bayazitshela bona bafuna ukuzilinganisa lo president. Inkulu ubona kwesikhathi ya computer lo president uzama ukuthi ezinye umpresident zenzani la esekhona apho la esezapho. Hayi ayisikho lokho. Kakambe efunde eSouth Africa ukuthi nxa uyilida ye-opposition nawe uyabukhona kodwa ungazilinganisi lo president, zazilinganisela amanye ama-leaders ama-parties nala alahlekelwa ekhethweni naye beselungiselela ukhetho olunye olulandelayo engafuni ukuzilinganisa lo mongameli. Upresident weZimbabwe munye aba babili engathi nxayelele ezikhumbuze khona yokuthi ungayisikho azitele kungayisikho kafundi kwezi zinto ngendlela eqondileyo afunde nakwabomakhelwane ukuthi bayenza njani izinto zabo.
Kodwa phela nxa sikhangela baba Gawule umnumzana uJamisa asiwe yedwa okumele ukuthi kulungiswe ilizwe laye. Bakhona abanye pho kumele benzeni?
Ye, abanye laba abaqhubekele phambili ngokuthi Chamisa ashiye yedwa ukuthi ongathi nxa engekho emhlekeni ezinye ezizizelwa abanye ukuthi asambe ukuthi yokhuluma sindawonye nxa esebutha engeke kudonswe ngamaketani uChamisa edonswe kumbe ngegrade thing oligrade ukuthi adonswe alethwe lapho kumele kuhlangane khona abantu nxa engafuni kafuni kodwa ilizwe liyaqhubekela phambili. Abanye abantu abakhona bona abakhona abanye abahlanganisa umqondo wonke bekhangela ukuthi kuyini okumele kwenziwe ihlelo waliqhubekele phambili abantu bakhulumisane kube le ndlela yokuthi abantu
ngenane ndawonye besebenze ndawonye ilizwe liqhubekele phambili. Yes, yabonga kakhulu ke. 10 seconds nje khona.
Vamafume mashoko enyu yokupesera amungasiyira vateereri nevatariri.
I think as a nation we are at a crossroads. We need to be brave. There needs to be strong decisions made. We need to show that we are not happy and we need to be peaceful. But we cannot continue as wakoni zvikoni zvikoni mimba ibine gosoro varume avatadza kutonga.
Thank you, Mr. Mafume. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Our time is up. Sorry, we are out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, former Cholocho Senator Mr. Pilifu Kawule. MTC spokesperson Jacob Mafume, thanks also to all those who actually joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni jonga kandemiri dotenda vose wakwanisa kupinda mchirongwa vakundikana kupinda mchirongwa musakanganwa kuti Studio 7 iriko mazuva ose mangwana tinemi murara zvakanaka.